James, I want you to find a comfortable position. Either sitting or laying down. Somewhere in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. If you're there right now, I want you to settle yourself down into a nice, calm, comfortable position and close your eyes. I want you to begin by taking a few deep breaths. Inhaling, perhaps through your nose, and exhaling through your mouth. And with each breath, I want you to feel your body relaxing a little bit more. Your mind becoming a little calmer. And as you continue relaxing and breathing, I want you to use your imagination. I want you to imagine yourself outside in a meadow full of grass. You're surrounded by lush green grass. The sun is shining warmly on your face, and a gentle breeze can be heard whispering through some trees nearby. You feel safe, peaceful, in this calm environment. Now, as you imagine walking through this meadow, you begin to notice a shimmering path of light appearing ahead of you. And this path of light leads its way to a magnificent castle. Imagine a castle now, with its towers reaching way up towards the sky. And with each step you take now, you begin to feel a sense of excitement and anticipation building within you. As you approach the castle, you see a large golden gate. So you reach out to open it. And as you reach out to open it, you hear a voice whisper to you. Only those who believe in themselves are worthy to enter. Now take a moment to reflect on all the things that you are capable of. Take a moment to think about all the things that you can do. Remember all the times that you've overcome any challenges. All the times that you've achieved any goals you wanted to achieve. Any time, perhaps, that you've made other people smile. I want you to fill your entire heart with a sense of pride and accomplishment. Good feelings. So now, with this newfound confidence, you can push open that golden gate, and you can step inside the castle. And as you step inside, you're greeted by a warm, welcoming atmosphere. You look around, and you see how the walls are adorned with beautiful tapestries and pictures, depicting scenes of courage and kindness and beautiful scenery. And as you go further and explore the castle, you discover some hidden treasures. There's a room that's filled with books, a room full of knowledge and wisdom. There's a garden where flowers bloom in every possible color imaginable. There's a library where stories of adventures and heroism come to life. There's a music hall where music fills the air, lifting your spirits, making you want to dance. In each of these rooms, you find something that inspires you. Something that might remind you of your own unique strengths and talents, things you're good at. You realize that you are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. You just have to believe it and practice it. So as you continue your journey through this castle, you come across a hidden chamber. A hidden chamber. A door opens, and inside you find a room with a mirror. A mirror that reflects not just your physical appearance, but it shows you the essence of who you really are. And as you stare deep into that mirror, you begin to see a radiant, glowing being filled with love and compassion and infinite potential. You begin to realize that you are a unique and valuable individual, that you are deserving of love and respect. This mirror continues to show you all the amazing qualities that make you so special, different from everyone else. The mirror shows you your kindness, your intelligence, your creativity, and your determination to get things done. You see the love that you have for your family and friends, and the compassion and understanding that you have for others. You see all of these unique talents and abilities that you possess, and all that potential that you have to make a positive impact on this world. As you continue to look into that mirror, you notice that the reflection is becoming even brighter and more radiant. It's glowing. You realize that this is because you are starting to see yourself in a new light, to really believe in your own self-worth, your own true value. And with this newfound confident feeling within, you now step out of that hidden chamber and you continue to explore the castle. You now confidently approach every challenge with an optimistic attitude, knowing that you have the strength and the courage to overcome anything. You are no longer afraid to fail, because you know that even little setbacks are opportunities for growth, things we can learn to do differently. As you continue your journey through that castle, you come to a grand hall where a wise and benevolent king awaits you. The king smiles warmly to you and he calls you over. He says to you, "Welcome, young adventurer. I've been expecting you. You have a great destiny ahead of you." The king explains that you've been chosen to embark on a special mission. You've been chosen to go out on a special mission to spread kindness and compassion and understanding through the world outside. The king gives you a magical sword, representing your courage and determination. He gives you a shield, representing your resilience and strength. And with your new tools in hand, you leave the castle to set out on your adventure. Your adventure takes you to different lands, meeting people from all walks of life. You begin to help those in need. You begin to stand up for what you believe in. You begin to inspire all others around you to follow their own dreams. And as you journey through life, remember the lessons you learned in this castle. To believe in yourself. To embrace your strengths. To never give up on your goals and dreams. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. So let's bring our attention to our bodies. Imagine a warm golden light now flowing through your body, filling you with a magical sense of peace and well-being. And notice how good your body feels, feeling relaxed. Pay attention to any sensations that you're experiencing in your stomach right now. Your stomach is an especially important part of your body because it helps you to digest food. It turns that food into energy. And it also sends you signals when it needs to be emptied. Sometimes these signals can be subtle, tiny signals. But it's important to learn now to listen to your body, to always respond to its needs. If you ever feel a rumbling in your stomach or a feeling of fullness, it's a clever idea to nip off to the toilet to check if you need to go. Don't wait until it's too late. That's the childish thing to do. And you're becoming grown up now. You're getting older and more responsible. And you are in control of your body. And you can choose to respond to its signals now in a healthy way, a more confident way. I want you to repeat these positive words to yourself after I say them. I'll say them, and then I want you to repeat them to yourself. It can be out loud if you want. I am capable. I am worthy. I am loved. I now listen to my body. I take care of myself. I am proud of myself. And I want you to repeat these words as many times as you need to let them sink deep into your mind, deep, deep down, so you can believe in the power of these words, and you can believe how they can transform your entire life. And as you let these words sink deep down into your mind, I am capable, I am worthy, I am loved, I listen to my body, I take care of myself, and I'm proud of myself. Believe in the power of those words to transform your life. And as you come to the end of this relaxation with me, I'd like you to take a few more long, slow, deep breaths, and you can begin to stretch your body if you want. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes up again and feel refreshed and empowered, and you can carry the lessons you learned today with you throughout the rest of your days.